So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to Cordishi and Coit. Give us a call at 401-777-1037. Southern New England's sports original, 1037 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishi and Coit on WEEI. 401-777-1037 is that phone number. We've got a lot on the table for you. What excites you the most? Are you looking forward to the Celtics playoff run? The Bruins running the Stanley Cup playoffs? Are you excited for Thursday's round one of the NFL draft, or are you like me?
Drama.
Are you pissed off at Bob Kraft for being as petty as he has been regarding Bill Belichick?
Scott's sipping on the tea this morning.
Yeah. Like I said,
I don't know.
I feel like I've seen this movie before with Kraft.
Yeah, right.
And I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the way, you know, the whole Parcells tenure ended here. He wanted to get so far away from that and hire a coach that would be his buddy. You know, again, just the comments he makes to Arthur Blank. You're not going to have a warm conversation with him. He's very, very arrogant.
Exactly, he's not going to tickle your feet and call you Thundercat.
That's exactly how he felt about Bill Parcells. That's exactly. That's and that's why job. He hired Pete Carroll. He wanted...
Thanks.
I know people that have worked for the Patriots organization. Mm. He wanted a guy, a coach, that he could like pat on the back and take him to a cocktail party and say, hey, this is my head coach, my buddy, Pete Carroll. And that's what he wanted. And it didn't work because he went from, you know, Parcells to that. Not saying Pete Carroll isn't a good coach, but it wasn't the right time to bring him in. And I just have those same vibes this time around with the departure of Bill Belichick.
I don't know why, again, why... There needs to be this, you know, all this going out the door when we all agree with the decision. You don't have to sell it.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to sell it. We all agree with the decision to move on. It was time for something new. Bill, in terms of his record the last 4 years, that's what you look at. And you say, you know, Robert Kraft, the Kraft family, gave Bill the chance after they said, okay, you're moving on from Tom Brady. We're going to stick with you because of what you've done. And you have the chance to steer the franchise in a new direction and all the things that went wrong, and you don't have to sell it to us. We all know and we all agree with the decision.
And Bill's been nothing but classy. It's not like he's throwing shade back at the Patriots and Robert.
Nope.
He has stayed
at all.
Pretty quiet.
All we need to do is look in this town. The Red Sox smeared Terry Francona on the way out, and the guy won't even show up to the 20-year anniversary.
Yeah, I mean,
and I do think this is going to impact whether or not Belichick's there for Brady night.
Or other future events.
I would be surprised if he does go at this point.
I don't think he will.
That's no slight at Tom Brady.
Yeah,
I think it's all about what Bob Kraft's doing to him right now.
Absolutely. No, I think it's still too fresh. It's still too. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see Bill in Foxborough for probably a few years. They will at some point. You know, I think it'll happen, but you know, this maybe this delays it a little longer for him in his return. So we'll see.
All right, let's go to the calls. 401-777-1037, the phone number. Chris in Westerly wants to talk about Kraft and Belichick. Chris, you're first up this morning on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. What's up, Chris?
So, kind of becoming a regular on the show. I like it. So, I remember back in 2007, I mean, most of us remember, but 2017, they let Garoppolo go. From what I remember, I believe that that was Kraft's choice to let Garoppolo go. I believe that Belichick wanted to keep him as his up-and-coming starter, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of the perception
so,
we got.
Excluding the titles that they'd won since that point from 2017, do we think that keeping Garoppolo and kind of moving forward with that decision for Belichick, do we think that it would have changed the overall outcome between Robert and Bill? And I got a trivia question for you guys as well, if you're prepared.
You know, it's hard to say because Jimmy hasn't proven that he can stay healthy wherever he has gone. But if we're going to play this hypothetical game, hypothetically, I think if Garoppolo stays healthy, yeah. I think if they move on from Brady at that point in time, and you're right, they don't win a sixth championship. Maybe they do. I doubt it, but yeah. Maybe they do. Yeah, I think that could change things. I think the Patriots could have been solid for maybe the foreseeable future. So, yeah.
But in terms of the relationship, though, I don't think that was truly went down, Chris, until, you know, this rebuild the last couple of years went sour. Because Kraft stuck with Bill on the decision to move on from Brady. He claims.
Well, and part of the reason he did that, though, Nick, was because.
Financial.
No, it was because Belichick was ready to move on back in 2017
and hand
the reins to Garoppolo.
Right.
And Kraft stepped in and said, nope, sorry, not going to do that. You're trading Jimmy G with keeping Brady.
Yeah.
So he had already kind of undercut Bill Belichick's authority in terms of personnel one time.
Yeah.
And Kraft's like, oh, crap, I can't do this again. All right, I will acquiesce to you this time.
I think business-wise, still, that means it was a at least healthy relationship where they could say, okay, compromise or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was still, they could still work together.
But that's what
capacity.
Bothers me because, again, this is the Kraft people and the Kraft spinsters. Like, right now, Kraft is going on, and he's saying this publicly. He's like, I shouldn't have listened to Bill and let Brady go.
Yeah.
You did that because you undermined his authority 2 years prior when it came to Garoppolo. So, like, you put yourself in a position where you almost had to because you already screwed him once. You gave him complete authority over personnel, and you stepped in and said, no, we're keeping Brady, and you're trading Jimmy Garoppolo. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, right.
But, again, Kraft wants you to think that it's Belichick every step of the way that's messed up.
And
that he has nothing to do with it.
No.
Robert also could have let Bill go instead of letting Tom go, and I think Tom maybe would have considered staying at that point. I don't know if I would have done that, but he could have.
The hard decision either way, but yeah, right. I mean, I think however this went, they shouldn't have ever let Tom Brady walk out the door. So, but that's been a whole conversation we've had, of course.
All right, thank you, Chris, for the phone call. Appreciate it. What was his other? Did he have another?
He had a trivia question, I guess.
Oh. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Call back next week, Chris.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. He can give us a trivia question next week.
Yeah.
We have Greg in Rehoboth wants to talk about the Patriots. Good morning, Greg. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Greg. What's
how
up?
Are you?
Good. Hey, I want to just come to the defense of Kraft on this one. Scotty, I hear what you're saying, but we all know that the last 5 or 6 years in the Patriots organization, it's been tumultuous. I mean, there's been rumors that Belichick wouldn't even acknowledge or look at Kraft. Those types of things with your superiors are unacceptable. And it would be disingenuous of Kraft to give him a positive recruitment to the Falcons when he knew he was a pain in the ass, just setting after a blank up for something that he has to deal with. You know, I mean, Belichick is not easy to work for. It was hard for Kraft to get along. So my bottom line is takes two to tango. It's not all on Kraft.
Sure.
Belichick is condescending as he is, pain in the ass as he was. I mean, there was a lot of concessions both ways. And when you have that working environment, it makes it difficult. And like I said, I can't see Kraft saying, you know what, even all these things happen inside our building, just don't say anything to Blank and don't tell him anything and just let him hire him. And that would be just on his part to Blank as a friend. So I'll take your guys' questions off the air.
Thanks, all right, Greg. So the one thing I would have asked, Greg, is did you watch the Dynasty docuseries?
Yeah.
Okay, was that necessary to paint Belichick?
Definitely not.
No,
definitely
of course
not.
It wasn't.
Greg, it's a fair, it so is that, a fair
so
that, point.
So that's fine. If Kraft feels in his heart of hearts that it wouldn't be a good marriage for Blank and the Falcons to hire Belichick, and he wants to be very truthful, because that's, you know, when you're a job reference, right?
It's a friend, yeah.
You know, no, but so I have... You know, people have used me for references as jobs too.
Yeah.
And my whole philosophy is if I think somebody's good, I will let you know. You got to hire this kid.
Yes.
He's great. If I don't have anything nice to say about anybody, I don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
And then the employer can read into my not saying anything however they would like. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't go out of my way to throw anybody under the bus, I guess is what I'm saying.
No, I'm the same, Scott. I'm the same. But if it's just somebody that's a colleague or somebody you've worked with in the business or something like that, I'm sure that conversation goes the way you just described. But if I'll put it, you know what, Scott? We're close enough now. If you call me and say, hey, what do you think of this person? Am I going to be a little bit more honest?
Truthful, yeah. No, you and I would be more. Maybe that's his relationship with Blank. Okay, fair enough.
A little bit.
Fair enough.
Like if you are, it's
you're
some,
right. If it's a stranger that calls me with a job reference, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah,
but if it's a close friend, that's a fair point.
Because I'm not going to set you up to say, all right, Scott, I'm going to tell you straight up, Scott. You definitely.
Right.
I don't know. Here's what you're going to the weaknesses of this candidate or something like that. You know, I tell you.
But here's the other thing, too. Like, and Greg, I agree with you. It does take two to tango. And I'm not saying mm-hmm. Belichick is blameless. And we've talked about the fact that it definitely was time to move on from Bill.
Mm-hmm.
We agree with all that. But I just kind of feel like, I don't know. I think it's unnecessary to smear him to the point that he has been smeared.
That's what we don't like is. And that's why even with this article coming out, ultimately, the thing to me that was more bothersome, I guess, was the docuseries and just the way that Bill was perceived. I cannot get over the fact that episode, the Aaron Hernandez episode, it came off to me that it was Bill's fault that it all happened and he should have traded him. That's how it came off to me.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just, it is so unfair to say that because you're telling me that Aaron Hernandez, if they traded him to Seattle, trouble still wouldn't have followed him.
Right.
He went to freaking Gainesville and it still followed him.
Robert's
so
the guy that said on the record that he would have got him a lawyer and did he
right.
have a good reason
right,
to murder
exactly.
a guy?
Right.
So to me, that's way more egregious.
It's just that episode to me was like such a turn.
But the other thing too about throwing Belichick under the bus to Blank is this. And you know how this works.
Yeah.
Anytime you start a new job, everything's great, right?
Yep.
And you're on your best behavior. Belichick would have gone down there. And by the way, Belichick even hinted at this when he was still under contract as head coach of the Patriots. He was willing to change. He was willing to give up his personnel powers to still coach. And he intimated the same thing to Arthur Blank. He said, I don't need to come down here and have the old model where I'm in charge of everything. I'm the GM. I'm the coach. You know what I mean? He already said, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with working with the people you have in place. And I know those people were threatened. We've already talked about that. But the point is, you know, new start. I don't think it would have been as bad as – now, maybe if he were there for like 5 or 10 years, maybe it gets to where it got with Belichick and Kraft. But I think a new start, Belichick comes in on his best behavior. I don't think Bob Kraft's giving him enough credit.
Yeah, but I still think it's – you can say it as much as you want. It's the aura of Bill and the way that he's always done things. I still – that's why even when that idea was being thrown around here – I just wasn't sure it was going to work because of all the, I mean, here definitely because of all the power that was accumulated and basically that he had there. But even going to a new organization, it's really hard for me to think that even just his mere influence wouldn't sort of just, it would wield power. You know what I'm saying? It just, that's hard for me to say like he was just going to coach, especially when it's like, He'd come in and he'd say, all right, well, here's, I mean, look, you hire your own staff as a head coach, but he'd be bringing in all his guys and doing all
well,
that.
Well, and how about he was apparently questioned about that, you know, like a lot of your guys that you'd probably bring in, that none of them went on to be successful head coaches. Why? And Bill had a great answer for that, because all of them prove that they're very good soldiers, but not necessarily good generals. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Absolutely.
Right? Good soldiers, but they don't make good generals.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. If you want to join us, 401-777-1037 is the phone number. You're listening to Cordishi and Coit on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.